I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi.
Sorry, I just have to be different.
Oh yeah, I just realized.
I love how we all say hi and then like we leave like a massive gap.
Yeah, which is because no one knows what to say next. But anyway, I'll go because it's me. welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere. We're here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your teachers at school. I'm Amy and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help you answer them now.
Woo!
So just realise it's still me to go. So yeah, hi everyone and welcome to Season 3, Episode 3. Whoop, whoop. This week it's my turn to come up with a story and from doing the research I have two that I wanted to pitch.
Are we not discussing our new microphone?
Okay, sorry.
Oh my god.
We've invested in the same microphone you have. And hopefully the sound quality is much better.
Isn't it the best? Do you not think, like, because it's on that movable arm, so for the viewers at home, it's on like a movable arm, which is really cool, right? And you can like
I feel like I'm talking to a robot.
You can move it away.
I feel
and
like
you
I
can move it back.
Time.
And it's actually so cool. Like I absolutely love it. It's one of my favourite
things. Ours is a bit stiffer than yours. It doesn't move as easily.
So yeah, I can't believe we're back for season 3, episode 3. I can't say that one wrong because it's 2 threes. But yeah, it was my turn.
But you still made wow.
up. still managed
to. Back to last week.
Oh, help. But yeah, so.
So on the script, chat, let's go.
Yeah, we've done our chat. We've chatted microphones, but it's because I'm trying to basically fit in two stories because I want you to be so interested in both how these stories sound that you just want me to talk about both of them. Ooh. But anyway, okay, so you can choose either how machine learning is going to help us with COVID or how you can get cheaper medicine.
Oh.
And medicine, I mean like, yeah, I know. Enticing you, and I think we could maybe rattle through both.
I think
that's cheating because you were supposed to bring one, but we'll see.
Cheated at school, so
someone is like in teacher mode right now.
Can you tell Ross is back to school?
The holidays are over, we're back.
So, Amy,
okay, Andrew, you vote. What do you want?
I think we should talk that. About the medicine one first.
Okay, Ross, are you happy with that?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping you guys would fight for it, but anyway. Okay, so something I read online this week is, actually I'll ask you guys, if you had a head cold, what would you buy? Andrew, you have one.
I do have a head cold. I would probably buy like a decongestant and like a cough and cold flu medicine sort of thing.
And where from?
Oh.
Branded, unbranded?
I would
your
oh,
previous
no,
employer
definitely well no my previous employer is, for those who don't know, I worked at Boots, like the closest Boots to me is 45 minutes away, so I will probably just go to Co-op and get like, I don't know, what's it, a Covonia. I get Covonia cold and flu.
Oh.
yellow packet, green liquid, tastes absolutely horrific but does make me feel better.
Nice.
Oh, I may have read something wrong here online, but I'm sure the cold and flu like syrups don't actually do anything, do they?
What do you mean?
I'm sure they're like, they don't actually help you. like get better.
I mean, I'm going to double check that. I think chat that. Away, guys, and I'm going to check this.
I would buy paracetamol from any sort of shop. You get cheap paracetamol. Sometimes it's like 16 pence or something ridiculous. Is that the sort of thing you're talking about?
Yeah, okay, it's awkward because it just says, if you have a cough, you can ask a pharmacist about cough syrup, cough medicine, some cough medicine, generally, cough sweets. This will not stop your cough, but may help you cough less.
Yeah, so most cough syrups are there to like make the coughing easier. So most expectorants, which is like chesty cough medicine, they're there to, they contain like, they're all those flavors that no one likes. So they're like levomethol, or they're
Sambuca.
Like, yeah, that flavor. And what that does is the sort of, not fumes, but I can't think of another word, the essence that comes off of them is supposed to clear the catarrh. It's supposed to make it easier to breathe so that it moves the catarrh off the side of your lungs, or the side of your bronchus at least, and then it allows you to cough up easier. That's the whole point. That's why they're called an expectorant. But you can get others that suppress the cough. So things like Folcadine, for example, is another cough medicine that suppresses the cough, and you shouldn't take coughs syrups for the opposite cough. So for example, if you've got a chesty cough, don't take a dry cough medicine, because they counteract each other. But
I feel like Andrew just showed off there a lot with a lot of words.
I did.
Folcadine or something. Folcadine. And bronchus, I don't know.
Expectorant.
Yeah, they just
expectorant. Like, yeah, just
literally just gonna say, I'm pretty sure you're just naming Harry Potter spells. Ross, do you buy a branded? And
no,
I have seen your medicine cabinet, and I can see Sudafed in there.
That you buy?
Yeah, I probably buy Sudafed.
I would only buy the cheap paracetamol and ibuprofen. Yeah.
Okay, so I read online, interestingly, this week that's what you should be doing, because if you go into the supermarket or pharmacy or wherever you get your cough medicines, etc. from, they all have something in the back called a PL number, stands for product line. And it basically means that they are the exact same thing. So they compared, I think it was an Asda, and it was one of the leading brands. Say it was Lemsip, actually. But they compared, like, Lemsip was like $4.99, and then Asda's own version of Lemsip was like, I don't know, it was £3 cheaper. So, what, $1.99? But the product line number was the exact same. So
it's essentially the same drug.
And it's the exact same.
Yeah. That is,
but it's just branded. And it's Martin Lewis, money saving expert.
Mm-hmm.
He was speaking about it and basically said it's all marketing.
Yeah, so, no, it totally is. I mean, you can see it from, again, using my Boots knowledge. When you used to get like Nurofen are pretty bad for it.
Yes.
So Nurofen have about 15, it's not 15, it's like 5 different pain relief tablets for different things, but they're marketed at different people. So there's a back pain one, there's a period one, there's a, I don't know, migraine
one.
There's a tension headache
yeah, one.
And they're all, when you look at it, they're all exactly the same.
I'm on Boots' website, and for 20 Nurofen Express capsules, it's £10.09.
Yeah,
but that is really expensive.
It is. It's really expensive, and you're right. Now there are some products out there that don't necessarily have a cheaper equivalent. So, but what to do is do check the packets, because not only is the PL number, the ingredients are listed there, and it tells you how many milligrams of each thing that you get given, and that's just as handy. And you're right. Like, cheaper tablets aren't any worse. In fact, like you say, they're exactly the same as your older as your branded tablets. But that is the power of marketing right there, is that people will buy their brand.
I thought that was a quite interesting and money saving.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah. Amy's science test. Why do we need sleep?
Is someone just asking this because at the moment I don't sleep?
I think so. They're just trying to wind you
up. I wake up every 2 to 3 hours during the night. Sometimes Ross does as well.
We have a young child. Just not doing that for fun.
Definitely not doing it for fun.
Okay, so why do we need sleep? I do have a professional answer here.
Oh.
But you can...
To rest your mind, to rest your body, to process your day. I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. So the official answer we have, I got in touch. I've been to a lecture, the right word, presentation, show, I don't know, with Richard Wiseman.
Oh, yeah.
Where he talked about sleep.
Where was this show, Ross?
This was at the Edinburgh Science Festival around about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
I
became an expert in sleep then. No, it was not this week. So, got in touch with Richard Wiseman. He tweeted back saying, we need sleep to hide from predators in the past, have downtime for physical and psychological repair, and provide context for dreaming. Plus, constantly being awake would be pretty boring after a while.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh.
So thank you, Richard Wiseman, for getting in touch with it. Yeah, so when I went to see his show, he was talking a lot about sleep.
So what I'm curious about is Richard Wiseman. Should we just call him Richard? Because it's just too much saying Richard Wiseman. So Richard has said to hide from predators in the past. Why would sleeping help you hide from a predator? It's not like what our 3-year-old does when he's playing hide and seek and thinks if he covers his eyes that we can't see him.
That's exactly how that works. If you cover your eyes and you can't see them, you are technically hiding. To be fair, there is some schools of thought that actually that is exactly what happens, that if you're not observing what's going on in front of you, then it doesn't exist. So stuff behind you doesn't exist.
Are you discussing quantum physics here?
I am a little bit. But
can we stay away from that, please?
One of the reasons is that, you know, in terms of context as to when we're talking about, if we're talking about mammals, for example, you know, our common ancestors, or a shared ancestor that we had ages ago, then they would be hiding in burrows or trees, etc. So they would be hiding away from predators.
Okay, I just read that
one. I don't think it means, well, from my understanding, it's not meaning right now that they are doing anything, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you. And then he's also said it's for physical and psychological repair, which is kind of basically what I said, Richard, but whatever. copying. And to provide context for dreaming. I don't really get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember one other thing he was saying is your dreams get better throughout the night. So you're most likely to have a nightmare after your first sort of hour and a half. Because that's when you have your worst thoughts. And then as you get further through the night, you have better and better dreams.
So you'll wake up
happier.
So
you're more likely to wake up happier.
So is that why if you wake up in the middle of the night, is that not why you're like scared or more stressed or upset?
Yeah, because... and some people can then go into like night terrors and things like that.
Oh, I know all about night terrors.
Because they just can't separate between the bad dream they're having and real life.
Interesting. Cool. Okay. Right, so I'll basically give myself a point for that.
Yeah.
Apart from the hiding. But anyway.
Okay, Amy. Right. Why do farts smell?
I think I know this. Is it methane?
Oh, it is methane. Well done.
Is that methane? It's just because Ross... a lot of these questions I've asked Ross, but we used to have to... If we were driving from my parents' house to our old house, we had to go past like the sewage works. And I used to be like, oh, that's... What's that smell? And Russell was like, methane.
Yeah, it is. Methane mixed with sulfides and other little compounds that are kept in your gut. So I have a follow-up question to this, though.
Okay.
How long into your relationship did you guys start farting in front of each other, or have you?
Don't do it now.
pretty quickly.
Cool. No, it's just, it's come up in another podcast I listen to, and they talk about how some couples just don't.
You know when it first happens? It first happens at night. Like you hold it in while you're awake during the day, and then at night everything comes out.
See, I genuinely feel if you are comfortable with the person that you hang around with, then it's not a big thing. It's not a big deal.
We've been together for 12 years.
Shrek
so,
always says better out than in, so that's why.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's true.
It would have probably happened quite early on.
Question three. Does your body get rid of splinters?
I think I've read online somewhere that I think your body, if you get glass in it, it like tries, I don't know how, but maybe diffusion, Andrew, but it like ejects, tries to like eject the glass, like it pushes it out.
Okay. Right. So yes, it does get rid of splinters.
Well, I'd say maybe, yeah. It like tries to push, yeah, maybe it like rejects, I don't know, yeah. So yes. If it's a yes or no answer, I'll just say yes. Okay,
so if you got a splinter in your thumb, it would come out.
Like over time, it's not just gonna.
Yeah, it's not gonna pop.
I know what people do. I know people do get tweezers for splinters, but yeah, I'd like to think over time it would come out. Although I have heard stories about things like going in somewhere and then coming out someone's eye like a year later, because it travels around your bloodstream. Could that happen? Is this one of these stories that I just picked up?
That sounds like a Daily Mail story, you're right there.
But no, you are right.
Could that not happen?
If it's a small...
No, but this is quite horrible, but you see if I wear eyeliner...
Yeah.
If I blow my nose, like, that night, I can have eyeliner on the tissue.
Yeah, that's because it's probably just in your ducts.
That's fair, I just realised that. It's your eye, ENT and all that.
We'll cut that out. It's fine.
Yeah.
It'd be more impressive if it came out your toes.
But yeah, if it's a small splinter on your outside surface of your skin, then yeah, eventually it'll come out. But tweezers just make it come out quicker. So yeah.
Did you know that, Ross? Because you were looking at me as if you didn't think it did happen.
No, I thought it happened. I've heard a story of like someone having a splinter and it like coming out like the other side of their, like obviously a thin bit of like maybe like the web bit of your finger, but it like came out the other side.
Oh yeah, that could probably happen. As well, of course, it depends on the size of the splinter. So if it's a bigger splinter, then it's more likely that you would take it out with tweezers because it's quite big. But if it was a tiny little one, probably just leaving it mostly because you probably couldn't get it with your tweezers. So it's absolutely fine to leave it. Some people put on plasters to draw it out. If you have a question that you would like to send to us or would like to correct us on any of our signs that we've talked about today, please email us iReaditOS@gmail.com. Contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok @iReaditOS. please do tell others about our podcast, and we would really love it if you could leave us some reviews. It really helps us in the charts. So we will see you next week. Bye.
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 Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.